Sorry, only a quarter pound of butter to a customer.
Sorry, lady, I haven't any steak today.
No matter what foods are short, you've got to get enough vitamins. But when you buy vitamins, follow these two simple rules. Rule one,
get all the vitamins government experts say are essential.
Rule two,
get them in the balanced formula doctors endorse.
Get Vims. Vims supply all the essential vitamins and all the minerals commonly lacking. VI for vitamins, double MS for minerals. Vims.
Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house. George and Gracie, here they are. Well, folks, this is the night. The night on which Gracie has sworn to play the piano at Paul Whiteman's concert in Carnegie Hall. As the zero hour approaches, the music world stands aghast, stunned, appalled at the impending disaster. Says one of New York's leading music patrons,
"Oh, I can't understand Paul Whiteman allowing this outrage. After all, Mr. Whiteman has one of the widest backgrounds in music."
Also, told of Gracie's concert, Leopold Stokowski summed up the entire situation when he said, Meanwhile, in her New York hotel room, Gracie is getting ready to leave for Carnegie Hall, while George, exhausted but still game, tries to reason with her.
Gracie, listen to me. If you give up this concert, I'll do anything in the world you want me to do. Anything at all.
Anything?
Anything.
Can my mother come and live with us?
Well, Gracie, I'll be happy to have your mother come and live with us.
Oh, I'm awfully glad you feel that way, dear, because the trunks arrived today.
Oh, well. Anyway, you're going to call the concert off.
Oh, no, dear. My concert tonight is dearer to me than anything in this world.
Dearer to you than me?
Yes, George. It's even dearer to me than Herman.
Well, I give up.
Oh, just think. All the celebrities will be in Carnegie Hall tonight. The mayor, the governor, the 400. Maybe even the big business tycoons like Mr. Black. And also
Mr. Black?
Yes.
He's a business tycoon?
Oh, he must be. I've heard so much about his famous chain of markets.
Oh, the Black Market. See what you mean.
Oh, dear. And there in the middle of the stage, under a brilliant spotlight, will be a white piano. Now I walk from the wings and sit down at the piano. The house falls down.
Just in time.
I lift my hand above the keyboard like this. A dramatic pause, and then a flood of golden melody pours from my finger.
Then what happens?
Bedlam breaks loose.
You're not kidding.
I take bow after bow. They bring up flowers. The mayor presents me with the keys to the city, and I say, "Thank you, bud." And then
Wait a minute. You're going to call Mayor LaGuardia bud?
Well, isn't that a little flower?
Oh, yes. Bud, I get it.
Yes. And then I want you to walk on the stage and take a bow with me, George.
I'm not going out on the stage tonight at Carnegie Hall. In fact, I'm not going to be there at all.
Oh, but dear, I want you to share in the glory. I want everybody to applaud you and cheer for you. I want people to look at you with admiration and say to each other, "I wonder who he is."
Well, just forget it. I'll be afraid to show my face after this concert. Not alone go to Carnegie Hall.
Come in.
Gracie! The impossible has come true.
Well, what, Tootsie, what?
A man asked me for a date.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, I think this is it.
Oh, murder. Look, if you girls will pardon me, I'll go in and phone this to Ripley.
Oh, well, tell me all about your boyfriend, Tootsie.
Oh, he's divine. Strong as an ox and twice as handsome.
Well, Tootsie, how did you meet him?
Oh, it was just luck. He's a taxi driver and I happened to take his cab, that's all.
Well, what happened?
Well, he drove along in silence for a while and then he turned around and said to me, "Has anyone ever told you you're beautiful?" And I said, "No." And then we drove along in silence for a while more.
Oh, Tootsie, it sounds so romantic. Then what happened?
Well, in a little while he asked me to come up first with him, so I did, and then he began to make love to me.
Oh, did he stop the cab?
No, but he turned off the meter.
Oh, hey, Tootsie. He was pretty fresh.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, tell me, didn't you say anything to him at all?
Well, I think I did say wow a couple of times.
Oh, well, I just can't blame you, Tootsie. Oh, imagine you having a date. Are you going to bring him to Carnegie Hall?
Well, I don't know, Gracie. You see, being a taxi driver, he has to go right on working while we date. He'll drive with one arm and date with the other.
Oh. Well, look, if you drive by Carnegie Hall, try to get him in for a few minutes. Oh, come in.
Hi, Gracie. Is George around? I got some wonderful news for him.
Well, he was here a minute ago, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello, Tootsie.
Didn't you see me standing over here?
Well, I wasn't sure, Tootsie. You see, I had lobster for dinner, and sometimes it doesn't agree with me.
Oh, Bill Goodwin, you stop being mean to her. If you don't, her steady bow will give you a good whipping.
Her steady what? Well, excuse me, girls. I've got to find George. This is very important. Oh, George. George.
What is it, Bill?
George, listen. I've got an idea how we can keep Gracie from doing that concert.
Really, Bill?
Absolutely. I guarantee to keep Gracie out of Carnegie Hall tonight.
Oh, great. Well, tell me about it, quick.
Well, I got the idea riding along in a taxi.
Yes?
I start talking to this taxi driver, see? I said, "How's business?" He said, "Fine, and yours?"
Yes.
I said, "Swan." He said, "Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castiles?" I said, "That's right, a regular suds and whiz."
Bill, please, the idea. What is the idea?
Well, I'm coming to it, George. Now the subject switches to current events. We talk about Congress,
yeah,
food rationing, the war in Russia, washing the dishes.
Bill.
Well, George, when he mentioned dishes, I had to tell the kid that Swan was great for washing dishes because it suds faster than other white floating soaps. And because it's purer than finest Castiles, it's always kind to your hands.
Bill, for heaven's sakes, tell me the idea. How are we going to keep Gracie out of Carnegie Hall tonight?
Well, I'm coming to it, George. Now we hit a red light, and this taxi driver stops so suddenly, it almost breaks me in two.
I know. So you tell him that Swan breaks in two with an easy twist to the wrist. And you can use a half in the kitchen and half in the bathroom.
Gee, were you there, George?
Bill, please, the idea. Gracie will be leaving for the concert any minute.
Well, here it is. Now, get this. We slip my friend, the taxi driver, a $10 bill,
yeah,
and we plant him here in front of the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Now, when Gracie gets in, he takes her any place but Carnegie Hall.
Say, that sounds wonderful.
Where'll he take her? I don't care. Brooklyn.
Hey, wait. Wait a minute, Bill. I still love that girl.
Well, okay, he'll drive her around the park. Now, you get Gracie ready. I'll have the taxi waiting in front of the hotel.
Swell. Get going.
Okay.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, no, not that. Oh, Gracie.
Yes, dear?
Sweetheart, I've been thinking things over, and I've changed my mind. I want you to do the concert tonight.
Oh, George, do you mean that?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so glad. We would never have these silly misunderstandings if you were more like me. Whenever we have an argument, I always see things my way.
I know.
Oh, well, George, you'll be so thrilled when you hear me play the works of the great masters. Of course, I don't play them exactly as they wrote them. I put in my own improvements.
Mm.
Well, you know, you might say that they composed them and I decomposed them.
How true. Well, come along, darling. It's almost time to leave for Carnegie Hall.
Jimmy Cash with a song that's going places. The Tulips Are Talking Tonight, Jimmy.
Clouds are gray in the skies over Holland, but I hear that the clouds in the skies over Holland soon will clear. The tulips are talking tonight. They're saying through the darkness,
Gracie's getting ready to leave for Carnegie Hall. Poor Gracie. She doesn't know that George and I are cooking up a deal with a taxi driver to keep her away. Well, here she is talking to her little duck, Herman.
Oh, isn't it thrilling, Herman? Just think, in a few hours, Mama will be the rage of New York. Oh, I just can't wait for the big moment. Are you as excited as I am, Herman? Oh, and darling, while Mama's at Carnegie Hall, don't you leave this room. Herman, how dare you use such language? I know where you learned it, too, and believe me, you're never going to Central Park Lake again. That lake gets the worst class of ducks in town. Well, it's no use carrying on, Herman. I won't have you getting mixed up with those freshies over there. All they do is hang around with a worm in their bills and honk when the girl ducks fly by. Oh, well, I see. You're thinking of that little girl duck you like. The one with the soft feathers. Well, darling, I guess I shouldn't make anybody unhappy on the night I'm so happy. You can see her again, Herman.
Oh.
You ready, dear?
Oh, yes, I'm all dressed up, George. How do I look? Simply gorgeous, huh?
Well.
In fact, you've never seen me so beautiful in your whole life, huh?
Uh-huh.
You say the sweetest things, dear.
Yes, I'm a regular old flatterer.
Oh, George, can I see you out here a minute?
Oh, sure. Pardon me, dear. Yes, Bill?
Well, George, it's all set. I slipped the taxi driver some dough, and now all you have to do is see that Gracie takes his taxi, and she'll never get to Carnegie Hall.
Great, Bill. That's $10 well spent.
Oh, he wouldn't do it for 10, George. Cost you 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Oh, sure. You see, he drives one of those share-the-ride taxis, and it was either pay him 50 or dig up four other women whose husbands wanted to get rid of him.
Well, I guess it's worth it. Now, Bill, you go down and tell the driver we'll be right there.
Okay, George.
Gracie, ready to leave?
Yes, dear.
Well, come on, we'll get a taxi.
Oh, no, I need some fresh air. I'd rather walk.
Oh, no. You can't walk. I wouldn't hear of it.
Well, why not?
Why not? Why not? Well, because it's, There's a blackout?
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you, it's black. It's black as coal. Can't see your hand in front of your face.
George.
What?
Look out the window.
Oh, what for? She always pulls the shades down when she's... Oh. You mean the lights?
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny. They're on, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are, and I'm going to walk.
But, Gracie, think of the shoe leather you'll waste. Shoes are being rationed now, you know. Only 3 pairs for each member of the family.
Oh, well, I'm not worried. I'll be able to get along on the 6 pairs.
But, Gracie, the streets aren't safe at night for a beautiful woman.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, all right, dear, I'll ride.
Good.
I'll take the bus.
Oh, no. Let's take a taxi.
Well, now that's funny. When I want to take a taxi, you always say, for goodness sake, why can't you take
that
bus?
Yeah, but not this time. Come on, let's get going.
Well, all right, dear.
George, this is the taxi right here.
All right. Come on, sweetheart. Hop in.
But aren't you coming with me, dear?
No. I'll be along later. I want you to have the spotlight all to yourself. I'd just be in the way.
Oh, well, I understand, George. It's hard for a man to be the husband of a great concert artist.
Yes.
People make fun of him. That's why I asked the hotel clerk to let me change our registration.
You changed our registration?
Yes. Instead of George Burns and wife, I made it Gracie Allen and friend.
Don't ask me, lady. I've just taken orders.
Oh, I don't blame you. I can tell by your face that you're one of those sweet, innocent people who are so easily led astray. You know, a moron.
Ah, gee, thanks. You know, you sound like a good scout, lady. Could I ask you a favor, huh?
Mm-hmm, that you could.
Look, would it bother you if I took my girlfriend for a ride? She's waiting for me on the next corner. I'm a very quiet knicker.
Ah, oh, sweet. Well, of course you can have a date. I'll even drive if you'd like to come back here and dance a little.
Ah.
Well, I've heard so much about taxi dances. I suppose you have to put the top down, huh?
Yeah. Well, there she is, waiting for me. Here I am. You've been waiting long, Angel Puss.
Oh, it just seemed like years, Sugarfoot.
Tootsie.
Gracie, what are you doing in Sugarfoot's cab? Why aren't you in Carnegie Hall?
Because George hired Sugarfoot to keep me away. I never dreamed he was your cab driver.
Oh, shame on you, Sugarfoot.
Ah, but aren't you, Puss? I was just trying to turn an honest dollar.
Well, my friend is a great artist, and if you don't take her to Carnegie Hall right now, you'll get no hugging tonight.
Oh, Angel Puss.
I mean it, Sugarfoot. Either you give in, or you'll just have to guess how many ribs I had.
Oh, you got me, Angel Puss. I'll do it for you.
What is this strange power I have, and where has it been all my life?
Next stop, Carnegie Hall.
Well, Paul, the first half of your concert was simply marvelous.
Oh, thanks, George. Gee, I'm sure happy you got rid of Gracie.
Oh, yes. Well, you don't have to worry about Gracie. She's somewhere in Brooklyn by now. You see, I had a cab...
Hello, dear.
Hello, sweetheart. You see, I had a cab...
Gracie.
Surprise? The cab driver changed his mind.
Yeah, love conquered all.
Why, you double-crossing gorilla. For 2 cents, I would...
You'd what?
Well, I guess there's not much a fella can do with 2 cents.
Paul, shall I go out and do my number now?
Gracie, it's impossible. There's no arrangement for you. The boys won't know what to play.
That don't matter. Just tell them to blow while they still got a neck to blow through.
But all Gracie can play is a scale. And she gets the last note of that wrong.
Stop moving, fatso.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're so masterful, Sugarfoot. Oh, Bill Goodwin.
Yes, Gracie.
I want you to go out and announce my number right away.
But gee, Gracie, I don't know what to announce. I can't just get out there.
Get going, Dimples. It's a toast, little lady. And make it sound classy, see?
Yes, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the feature attraction of our concert, the eminent piano virtuoso, Miss Gracie Allen. Accompanied by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Miss Allen will play her famous composition, Concerto for Index Finger. This beautiful selection tells the melodic story of a boy and girl who fall in love beside a lake upon which floats a graceful white swan. The piano under the skilled finger of Miss Allen represents the bird's lilting call as she plays the haunting song of the swan. Lo, I am the new white floating soap, purer than finest Castiles. To which the flutes reply, money cannot buy a purer soap. Miss Allen then interprets the second or andante movement, in which the boy and the girl discuss their plans for the future. In this, you will hear the famous aria, Liebes Cuddle, or Love's Embrace, as the boy tells the girl of the home he has planned and the baby they will have. In this passage, listen for the piccolos, which represent the delighted gurgles of the baby as it is bathed with swan. Of course, you folks know that swan is great for bathing the baby because it's so pure it's kind even to a little baby's tender skin. So you know it must be great for your hands and face, your tub or shower. Miss Allen will then conclude with the spirited Allegro movement, which represents the women of the village dancing gaily around the bridal couple as they sing the joyous finale. Hark, hark, we women of the village have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity. But behold, swan is even purer than finest Castiles. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my very great pleasure and privilege to present for her concert debut in Carnegie Hall, Miss Gracie Allen.
Nervous as a kitten. But you can't blame me. This is the first time I've ever worn this dress. Well, go ahead, Paul. I'm ready.
Thank you.
say good night. Good night, everybody.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your CBS station at the same time again next week. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. And don't forget to listen to Swan's other show, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, next Friday night over another network. Meantime, don't forget Swan, the new white floating soap, purer than finest Castiles. And now, till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I swan, how about you? Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX Columbia Square, Los Angeles. Brock and Company time, 6:30. Brides and bridegrooms for generations have come to Brock and Company for engagement and wedding rings. And today, the Brock guarantee of perfection and value is your assurance of a lifetime of pride and pleasure in all wedding jewelry.